You know, the God we serve does things very differently, because he is God and he doesn't need you and I to try to figure out what he's up to. He just wants us to obey and get those nudges and then to carry out what he tells us. Amen? So we're going to the book of St. John. And up until a few minutes ago, I didn't know what we were going to go to. But he made it very clear. We're going to touch on God's love for us because of this song. Chapter 3. It's something that you know. John chapter 3, verse 16. And I'd like to take some of that legalism that's in many churches and expose it for what it really is. Control tactics. By the hierarchy. Using it against the people. In order to control and in order to get what they want. But this word is very, very clear. Verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world." It doesn't say those that are in the church. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Then it says that whosoever believes in him, meaning the broken as well as those that think they've got their act together. Amen? And so the trigger is on believing. Then he promises them that whoever believes in him shall not perish. In other words, you won't disintegrate. But have eternal life. Verse 17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him," meaning through Christ. Now, if you back it up to verse 10, Nicodemus has just asked him a question. And you see the mindset of the leadership of his day, and it hasn't changed. He says, "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus. "And do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we," and it should be notified that it is a we there, it's not I. "We speak of what we know. And we testify to what we have seen. But still, you people do not accept our testimony." How many notice there? We, and our. So he's really speaking about a triune being. He's speaking about himself, he's speaking about the Father, and he's speaking about the Holy Spirit within him. And by the Holy Spirit, he's declaring the love that they should know about, but haven't got a clue. And today, I can tell you personally that after Vatican II, the first sermon that I heard on love was a shocker. So figure it out. By that time, I was in my 20s, and they began to talk about love to the congregation because they were forced into it from rules from Vatican II. And I was part of that. I was very nosy. I'm still nosy. I don't mind confessing it because you know what? When you get nosy, you get to know the answer because you can insist on getting the truth. And I was tired of miracles and you know, things that were mysterious and mysteries. I hated mysteries. That mysteries to me were just a waste of time and an escape mechanism. But again, here is Israel's teacher, Nicodemus. And he says, you don't understand. Then he says, we speak, meaning Father, Son, and Holy Ghost speaking inside of a man's flesh. Right? What's changed?
Nothing.
Yeah. A lot of things have not changed. It's still we. The Lord is still one. Okay? John 14 says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, in the book of Acts, it said, you've received my spirit. It's the spirit of Jesus that's involved. And these guys should have known all this stuff because they had studied. They knew the scripture from the time they were very little kids. So, verse 12 says, I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? 13. No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. But everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. You see, believing in the one God sent is the trigger that most religious folks don't get involved in. They try to make it so that, especially in the New Age stuff, everybody's going to heaven. Well, I've got news for you. Jesus didn't say everybody's going to heaven. Okay? Some are going to choose to do their own thing for their own purpose and for their own will. But you see, God loved the world. Now, is the world full of sinners?
Yes.
Sinners happen to have a habit. Yeah, they sin. It's not complicated. But God loves the sinner. He doesn't like the sin, but he loves the sinner. Why? Because they have an opportunity to believe in the one that came. And that one that came poured out his love on all of his creation, not some, all of it. Those who accepted received, and those who rejected get their own opinion to worship at. Do you ever listen to somebody that says, I don't believe in God? Or I don't believe he exists? Yet, they look at creation. They haven't got answers. And what I'm trying to make you aware of is God's love for the broken is so much greater than what you can conceive. So I'm trying to give you an understanding that God loves each and every one of us. His love is so filled in the heart of our Savior that he's trying to teach this man from Israel, who happened to be very knowledgeable, and he's saying to him, if I speak to you of heavenly stuff, you're going to run away, man, because you can't even handle the reality of who we are. Meaning himself, the Holy Spirit within him, and the Father within him. Now, if you and I have the Holy Spirit in us, do we have the Father in us?
Yes.
Do we have the Son in us?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're all together.
They're all together.
Deal.
Yeah. And I remember a teacher finally getting through to me one point, because I used to get a little angry in some of that. And he said, how many hats do you wear, Kim? Are you married? I said, yes. Okay, so you're a husband. Do you have children? Yeah, that makes you a father. Yeah, and there's another hat. He said, you run a business, so you're a businessman. That another hat. Yeah, are they all living in one suit?
Good example.
So I said, oh. He said, it's not that complicated for God to wear three different hats. Because for the need of the moment, He's going to wear the hat that he needs. Mm-hmm. And he's going to invest in you his love. And by the way, his love to each of us is so much more than you have for yourself. And all you can ask for is, Holy Spirit, bring that clarity to me in my heart. I don't want that old pattern of being self-rejected or religiously rejected, because God is saying, I love you. And that song tonight, that song that kept repeating, God loves us. It is not going to change. He's going to continue loving us, and we will continue to go forward. Amen. So close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I'm grateful that I'm starting to learn that you have several hats, and you can do as you please with me. Keep filling me with your love. I want to love my Heavenly Father.
I want to respect the Holy Spirit.
And acknowledge that I have need of Him.
More and more and more.
Amen?
Amen.
And amen.